We've just gotten word that that flu that hits much of the U.S. but has avoided California seems to have hit us hard right here in the Golden State. According to public health officials, widespread flu activity in California and most regions of the state, outpatient visits and hospitalizations up higher than normal level. You'll hear reporting on this throughout the day right here on 89.3 KPCC. But on a much lighter note, Deborah Nadulman-Landis is an Oscar-nominated costume designer and historian who's the founding director of the Center for Costume Design at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and TV. She designed costumes for many of her husband John Landis's movies, as well as worked for directors like Steven Spielberg, Louis Malle, and Costa Gavras. Michael Jackson's Thriller outfit? It's also Deborah's. And Landis has just written Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century of Costume Illustration. Welcome to Film Week on Air Talk.
Hey, hi, Larry.
Hi, great to have you with us. Well, first of all, let's talk about what a costume designer does, because I know there are a lot of jobs in filmmaking that revolve around costumes, but the designer has a very specific role.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me that question, because there's a lot of confusion about what a costume designer does. We bring the people in the movie to life. And I don't even like to use the word character anymore, because I think that we want to create real people because we have to engage the audience every single time, no matter what genre it is, has to connect with the people in the movie.
So that means taking into account the actors playing the characters as well, not just the character as written?
Absolutely. The actors have a lot to do with it, but it's really the director's movie, and it's the director's vision that we're all working toward.
How did you learn to do this? I mean, I know you went to school, you even have a doctorate in the history of this, but how did you learn technically how to do this?
Well, I am a graduate of my program at UCLA, so I'm the director of the Center for the David Copley Center for Costume Design at UCLA, but I also have a master's from that program, and we give a professional degree in costume design.
So you obviously, though, had an interest from girlhood in the ideas of costume.
From birth. From birth.
You
I was
came
born
out
this
drawing.
Way.
Yeah.
It's more than drawing. I have a passion for storytelling, for literature, and for history. And yeah, I did learn how to sew on my grandmother's treadle machine, on her Singer treadle machine.
I understand you still have that machine.
I do. It's a lamp in my office now. But I was inspired by the making. But costume design is an intellectual pursuit. It's an artistic pursuit. But first and foremost, you have to have that conversation with the director. You have to read a script and be able to analyze that script and then have that conversation.
So it's very different than clothing design. Someone who's designing dresses, say, there are things in common with it, but it's fundamentally, the starting point is different.
That's absolutely accurate, because costume designers are not creating a commodity. The film is the commodity. Costume designers want you to love the movie. It doesn't matter if you notice the clothes. The clothes, in fact, the best clothes, should disappear into the story. You're supposed to be so involved with the story and care so much and be such a stakeholder in the outcome of the story. Everything is supposed to disappear.
Well, let's take an example of the much honored and iconic music video that your husband, John Landis, directed, Michael Jackson's Thriller, where you did the costumes for that. What was the starting point for those costumes and your execution of that?
Oh, that's a good question. We were making a mini movie. The essence of Thriller is not that it's a music video. It's a short film. And we approached it, and John approached it like a short film. John wrote the screenplay, the cinematographer, production designer, and I read the screenplay. We broke it down just as if we were doing a little story. It has a story. And I think the effectiveness of Thriller and why it continues to live on is that it works as a little movie.
Yeah. Well, and the look of it is just, nothing had ever looked like that before. And you couple everything from the choreography to the extended storytelling, the costumes, how the location looked. It was nothing had been seen like that before.
I think that's right. But there was substance to that style. And at the heart of it was this genius, Michael Jackson.
We're looking forward to your calls. If you have questions about the art of costume design, we're at 866- 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page at kpecc.org. And Deborah's new book is Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century of Costume Illustration. I assumed that the designers did all their own illustrations. I figured that was part of the job. What you show here is the work of professional illustrators who bring the ideas to the page.
Well, I have both, actually. This is the Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century of Costume Illustration. It's actually the very first book on this subject. Thousands of sketches throughout the last 100 years of Hollywood history have been thrown out. These sketches were never meant to be seen by the general public. Sketches are created by costume designers to work out their ideas, but they're also created by costume designers and illustrators as a sales tool, as a communication tool to talk to directors, to talk to actors. This is what you're going to see when Scarlett Johansson arrives at the set. This is what she's going to be wearing. It's also for budgetary purposes. So it's very much a blueprint that you take to the costume workroom and say, this is how this should be made. It's no different from an architectural blueprint. So it has artistic reasons, it has communication reasons, it has budgetary reasons. And the most exceptional thing about this Hollywood sketchbook is that it's from collections all over the world. From under people's beds, from out of people's closets, things that were found at the Rose Bowl down the street from here. It's stuff that sits in the Academy Library, sits at the Deutsche Kinemathek, the Cinémathèque Française, LACMA, the British Film Institute, everywhere in the world. And it's a really exceptional collection of sketches never seen before.
How long did it take you to put this together?
I think it took about 12 years, frankly, because it's really off of people's walls. The kindness and generosity of my collectors allowing me to unframe things, to photograph things, different artists. I can't even really express myself because the generosity of the artists themselves, like Piero Tosi, who is the arguably the greatest living costume designer, opened his own portfolio in Rome. I scanned everything. No one's ever seen these except for Visconti and Fellini, who originally made these films.
For lack of a better term, it's a big book. It's a cocktail book on steroids. It's huge with all kinds of illustrations. I must be looking here at this Art Deco Designs, Natasha Rombova, beautiful.
Married to Valentino.
Okay. Reminiscent of sort of Arte, Art Deco design, but all different styles here, films from all different periods of time included in this book. Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century of Costume Illustration. Deborah Nadulman Landis with us on Air Talk. Fred in the City of Orange, you're on Air Talk.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was wondering when you're considering, you know, producing the design, at what point and to what weight do you give the idea of using original techniques and original materials? Are they, for example, useful in helping communicate the director's vision to the actor? So, you know, if the actor is wearing material that feels, you know, it's the same kind of material as in ancient times that helps them get more into the role, or, you know, this sort of thing.
Everything in costume design is about transformation. And so that's what an actor's job is every single time. I don't know how they do it, but they have to be dozens of people in their career. And so having a sketch is a pre-visualization of who they're going to be. It doesn't happen every time. And I just would like to say that costume design doesn't always include sketches. And very often it doesn't include sketches. And not every costume designer uses sketches to communicate. Some people use mood boards, which are collages of pictures. But yeah, absolutely. If you have a sketch, you can say, Steven Soderbergh, what do you think about this? And then he can show it to his actor. We can stand around in a fitting room and we can each look at the sketch and we're all looking at the same thing.
Thanks. Appreciate your call, Fred. 866-893-KPCC. Jackie in Pasadena, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, Deborah. I spoke to a few years ago when I was working with little Kim, and she was anxious to secure some of the costumes from Coming to America, where you were the designer. And you had told me at that time that the things were kind of rotting in some storage. And I wanted to know if you had made an attempt over the years to save these costumes, much like Debbie Reynolds had done, and things that have become iconic in films, if you've made an attempt to do that.
Oh, it's so sad, isn't it? No, I think there's an old expression that barn door has been left open. And truly, a friend of mine was doing an exhibition in Japan on wedding dresses, and she and I had a good look for that big pink wedding dress from Coming to America. And it was at a studio in the Halloween, on the Halloween rack, and virtually in rags. So, no, I think that the costumes themselves, except for those that now exist in wonderful private collections, and God bless them, and in certain archival collections, they're mostly gone. I think that the better way is to look for sketches which are still around, and we can see the costumes with the sketches, and sketches are easier to keep. But the costumes are mostly gone.
Well, you put together, though, this Hollywood costume exhibition in London that's going, I guess, through the end of this month or close to the end of this month. Some point we're going to get a chance to see it here maybe next year. And tell us about how you went about finding these iconic costumes for that London exhibition.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, right now, at this moment, at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London is an exhibition that I curated, Hollywood Costume. And it took me 5 years, to your point, 5 years to find these clothes. And I designed Indiana Jones, and I was really doing costume archaeology. I was the Indiana Jones of costume historians.
Did you find your Indiana Jones costume to include?
Absolutely. In fact, George Lucas invited me to Skywalker Ranch and allowed me to pour through hundreds of jackets and hats to find the number one jacket and hat.
So he saved the ones from his kids.
Yes, he has saved everything, and God bless him. But the other clothes were very, very difficult to find. And it came down to the Chaplin family loaning their costume. There are many wonderful costumes in storage, in deep storage at the LA Natural History Museum, because it was the first museum in this city. Hollywood Costume is the most successful exhibition in the history of the Victoria and Albert Museum. And it will be coming to Los Angeles in the fall of 2014.
Great. We'll look forward to the announcement where we'll get to see that next year. That'll be great. Our caller Jackie mentioning Coming to America, that is the film for which you were Oscar nominated for your costume design.
So you must have
particularly fond memories of that production.
It was a wonderful project. It was an African Cinderella, and everybody should have one in their career.
Now, one of your early films was Kentucky Fried Movie. There were a lot of missing costumes, I remember, in that movie.
That's right, from the sublime to the ridiculous.
That was the airplane guys who wrote that, as I recall,
before doing
Airplane, your husband directed Kentucky Fried Movie. We're talking with Deborah Landis. She's Oscar-nominated costume designer. She also heads up as the founding director of the UCLA department, the Center for Costume Design, which is part of the film, TV, and theatrical school there. And her book, Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century, A Costume Illustration. Michael, in Pasadena, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, boy, I've got to get this book. I was curious about the quote, golden age of Hollywood, and how the designers like Walter Plunkett and Travis Banton and Ori Kelly approached, quote, glamour, and that has evolved to today. If you could speak about that. I really became fascinated with costume design the first time I saw Dark Victory, when Betty Davis learned that she was actually going to die. She was wearing the greatest costume, I think, that I've ever seen. So, anyway.
Well, you mentioned three of my all-time favorite designers, Banton, Ori Kelly, and Plunkett. Great guys. All of them have their own chapters in Hollywood Sketchbook. And Hollywood Sketchbook is really about the drawings and their attention to the drawings. All three of those gentlemen were unique in that they worked out the design itself on the page. So there are many illustrations that still exist by all three designers. And some of them are half done. Some of them, the Ori Kelly's, he had to design many, many, many movies at the same time because the studio output was about 50.
It was a factory, yeah.
A factory. They had to do 50 movies a year. So many of Ori Kelly's sketches are headless, but you see him working out these gowns for Bette Davis every single time and these nuances. So they were part of this group of designer illustrators who actually used drawing to work out the final costume. And yes, I'm one of those believers who think that even in the Golden Age, the rule was to make each and every person in the screenplay believable. And if you're working even in fantasy, you had to be, and you were talking about Dark Victory, you had to go with it. You had to believe that she was going to die, no matter how she was dressed. Bette never let the clothes wear her. She was in charge.
We have a slideshow on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org, which shows some wonderful examples from Hollywood Sketchbook, A Century of Costume Illustration, to whet the appetite of you for this book that Deborah Nadulman Landis has put together a decade or more of her time to put it together. Deborah, great to talk with you. Congratulations on your work and the continuing work in education that you're doing with UCLA students in this area.
Thank you, Larry. I love being here.
It's been a lot of fun. And thanks you for joining us for another Air Talk on 89.3. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And my sincerest thanks to our terrific Air Talk team, acting senior producer Jasmine Tufaha, producers Annie Chelsea, Joel Patterson, Alan Williams, and John Raby. Tui Mao is our engineer, and our interns who just do a terrific job. Can't say enough about their contribution. Justin Ball, Eliza Mills, and